brothers and sisters, have you shouted for joy yet? The Lord is coming soon. The Lord will come quickly to receive the church. There will be a great union in heaven. It's going to be a wonderful appointment in the clouds. Our body will transform and we will wing to the air. We will meet the Lord in the clouds. And we will miss the brothers and sisters whom we missed for a long time. It's going to be a happy day. The Lord Jesus is risen and ascended to heaven for us. He's busy in heaven. He's thinking of us. He prays, he blesses us, and he makes intercessions for us. The Bible said he went to prepare a place in heaven for us. How eager he is to come to receive us. Brother Daniel shared there is no washing machine in heaven. I think not only there is no washing machine, there is no medical mask, no hand sanitizer. There are many you expect to find in heaven. Yet, there is no shadow of sin, nor any trace of sin. That's all gone. God will keep the good wine at last. Let us shout for joy, for we will see the Lord soon. What no eyes have seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man imagined, what God has prepared for those who loved him. Let us lift our hands right up and shout for joy to the Lord. Yay! I'd like to sing a hymn with you. It's in Songs of Love, Song 18. Rejoice, the Lord is risen. Let us sing it twice. Rejoice, rejoice, he is risen, overcame Satan and death. He is risen. Rejoice, rejoice, he is risen, overcame Satan and death. He sets me free. Rejoice, rejoice, he is risen, overcame Satan and death. He is risen. Rejoice, rejoice, he is risen, overcame Satan and death. He sets me free. I hope you have time to quiet yourself and respond to him, or you can sing another hymn to worship the Lord. Let's have some time to be with him face to face. You can stop the recording and we'll read the Bible when you're done. May the Lord bless you. Brothers and sisters, we'll read in the Gospel according to John, chapter 11, verse 33 to 47. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in his spirits and greatly troubled. And he said, Where have you laid him? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also have kept this man from dying? Then Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and a stone lay against it. Jesus said, Take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time there will be an odor, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God? So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me. But I said this on account of the people standing around, that they may believe that you sent me. When he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out! The man who had died came out, his hands and feet bound with linen straps, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary and had seen what he did, believed in him. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. So the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered the council and said, "What are we to do? For this man performs many signs." This passage in the Bible should be familiar to you all. In the Gospel according to John, chapter 11, verse 1 to 44, mentioned the Lord Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. This miracle was very crucial, and it was the seventh miracle in the Gospel according to John. And I can say this was also the last miracle of the Lord Jesus performed before his death. It was regarded as a very important miracle, as it foretold what the Lord would do in the future, for the Lord Jesus would be raised from the dead. If we read carefully, there was one more miracle before his death. It was Peter who struck the high priest's servant Marcus with a sword and cut off his right ear. Jesus touched his ear and healed him. However, this miracle was not recorded in the Gospel according to John. It was written in the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22. Thus, the resurrection of Lazarus from the dead was the last miracle of the Lord Jesus during his lifetime in the Gospel according to John. After the Lord Jesus is risen, he also performed a miracle of fishing at Lake Gennesaret and catching a lot of fish that we will see in the Gospel according to John, chapter 21, which was the eighth miracle written in the Gospel according to John. The beginning of this chapter of the Bible mentioned a man who was ill, but not yet dead. His name was Lazarus, and he lived in Bethany. He had two older sisters. They were Martha and Mary. Lazarus must have been seriously ill. Thus, his sisters immediately sent people to see Jesus and told the Lord Jesus, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." Martha and Mary knew the heart of the Lord very well. They knew that the Lord loved Lazarus very much. Of course, the Lord loved these two sisters as well. Brothers and sisters, I hope that we all have faith in the love of the Lord. We should boast more than Martha and Mary. We are the Lord's beloved and his ultimate love. If Martha, Mary, and Lazarus dare to say so, shouldn't we be more boastful? Lord, I'm your ultimate love. I hope you will say it to the Lord day by day. Let us rejoice and enjoy the truth. We are truly the Lord's love. After the Lord heard the news that Lazarus was ill, the Lord Jesus stayed at the place where he lived for two more days. We found this really strange. If somebody you love was ill, we always wanted to visit and take care of him or her immediately. I believe you have experienced that someone you were close to and loved was sick. You would take a taxi to see him or her immediately and did whatever you could to help. But the Lord Jesus didn't leave immediately, but stay for two more days. Many people expect him to appear and heal Lazarus, but it was so disappointing. Seemed he didn't care. I believe the messenger who delivered the news must have been very anxious at that time. Of course, Mary and Martha were in despair as well. Yet it seemed unreasonable for the Lord Jesus to delay his visit for two more days. Since we knew the whole picture, then we understood the intention of the Lord Jesus. However, it was a lesson for Martha and Mary to learn was faith. They should believe even though it seems there is no reasonable explanation or reason. Brothers and sisters, we will see something happening unreasonable. We may have many questions as we only can see superficially, for we don't know the ending of it. Brothers and sisters, we have to believe, for the Lord must have the best arrangement. He knows what is the best time. He knows what solution is the best. The Lord is an all-loving and almighty God. His will must be the best. The Lord Jesus said something very weird in chapter 11, verse 11. "Our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, so I'll go to awaken him." It was the time that the Lord Jesus got up and went to find Lazarus. He said to the disciples, Lazarus has fallen asleep. In fact, his disciples didn't know the meaning. What was the purpose of going as he had fallen asleep, and would he recover? In fact, the Lord Jesus saying that Lazarus has fallen asleep meant he has died. It makes us feel as the Lord Jesus stayed for 2 more days just to wait for Lazarus to die. Why? Because the Lord Jesus wants to manifest that he is the Son of God and that he has the power of resurrection. He is the life. He is the resurrection. He raised Lazarus from the dead so that many people could believe in him. This was to strengthen the faith of Martha and Mary in the Lord Jesus and saw the great glory of God. The whole arrangement of this matter was very interesting. His plan and his timing are the best. We shall be very grateful and treasure it, because the Lord Jesus described the death of those who believe in the Lord was like sleeping. It's like sleeping and we wake up. When you wake up, it's a new beginning. And there will be an end on our life on earth. We will have to face death. But we don't need to be scared because it's just like sleeping. One day, we'll wake up and the Lord Jesus will come and receive us up. And we will have the resurrected bodies. What a great hope we have, and we will enjoy a splendid eternity with the Lord and all the saints. In verse 17 mentioned the arrival of the Lord Jesus in Bethany. Lazarus has been in the tomb for 4 days. In other words, it was quite distant from where the Lord Jesus lived to Bethany. The Lord traveled a long way to wake Lazarus up, for the Lord loved him and Martha and Mary. Thus, he went in person. If it was just a miracle, the Lord Jesus could have raised Lazarus from the dead without even going there, right? Obviously, the Lord Jesus also liked to comfort the heart of Martha and Mary, to reveal the glory of God. In fact, there were many Jews who came to Mary's house to comfort her families. And we know that Bethany was relatively close to Jerusalem. Hence, among those visitors, there could be some came from Jerusalem. For some Jews among them said that the Lord Jesus opened the eyes of the blind man. He was the one who healed the man who was blind from birth during the feast, which was written in the Gospel according to John chapter 9. This has been in the hearts of the Jews, and it was quite shocking in Jerusalem. In addition, the Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. When those Jews returned to Jerusalem, surely they would spread the news. As expected, some of the Jews told the Pharisees that Jesus has raised Lazarus from the dead. This great news has shocked the chief priests and Pharisees, so they gathered and sat down seriously and discussed how to kill Jesus. As we read verse 33 to 47, not only the verse Jesus wept, but also he was deeply moved in his spirit. Captured my heart. The word moved appeared again in verse 38. First of all, I think Jesus moved in his spirit and Jesus wept were his cohesive emotion. That meant the reason that he was moved should be similar to the reason for his weeping. Since Jesus was able to raise Lazarus from the dead, hence he would not suffer from the separation as he would meet Lazarus again in 3 minutes. Why was Jesus moved in his spirit? Why did Jesus weep for? Of course, I know man has feelings, but it's not a big thing for weeping. As we can imagine, if the one who was close to me died, but I knew we would meet again in 3 minutes, I would not cry. I would rather wait for 3 minutes, then I could see whom I loved. There have been different explanations for the Lord Jesus move in his spirit and Jesus wept all along. In my opinion, I very much agree with what some people said. The reason that the Lord Jesus moved in his spirit and he wept was not that Lazarus died, but the reason behind the death and the ending of the death. That is sin, the devil, and hell. What the Lord Jesus saw was the ending of man in the future. There was unbelief among this group of people. Those unbelievers would face such a deathly peril. It will be more terrible than the death of Lazarus faced, and it will be eternal death and the torment in hell. Therefore, the fears of the Lord Jesus and why he moved in his spirit were not only because of sin, the terrible consequences of sin, but also due to the unbelief of man. It's true that the Jews saw Jesus wept. The Jews said, "See how he loved him." They would only see the Lord outwardly. Yet, they couldn't see the real reason why Jesus wept. I'm not saying that the Lord Jesus didn't love Lazarus sincerely, but we should not judge the depth of a person's feelings by appearance. Some people have a lot of tears and are easy to weep. Some people shed less tears, and that doesn't mean they are untouched and have no emotions in their hearts. I believe weeping is not necessarily the only means to love sincerely. The most essential thing is that we love from the heart. Verse 38 to verse 44 mentioned how the Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. The Lord told the people to take away the stone that lay against the tomb. Then he asked them to unbind his linen strips and cloth. Have you noticed two things? First of all, the Lord told the people to do something. In fact, the Lord Jesus didn't need to ask people to do so. He could use his power to take away the stone. The linen straps and cloth could come off naturally. The Lord Jesus did not take away the stone or unbind the cloth by himself. This reminds us the Lord Jesus performing the miracles. He raised the dead, which is something that man cannot do. But what man can do, which is to take away the stone and unbinding the linen straps and cloth. In fact, it is a lesson for us to learn that the Lord Jesus does what he does, and we should do our part. We should cooperate with the work of the Lord Jesus and his will. He likes us to share in his work. In fact, there are some responsibilities for us to bear. The Lord has given us enough power. He has ascended to heaven and given authority to the church. He has given authority to you and me. Hence, we all have to rise up and do what we can do to cooperate with the will of God. For instance, we can bear witness for the Lord and preach the gospel. Feel free to invite our family and friends to join church meetings. We can pray for the church. We can pray for elder brothers and sisters who are serving the church full time. We shall pray for the meetings. We shall pray for the gospel work. We shall pray for the churches in overseas. Brothers and sisters, we all have things which we can do. We should draw near to the Lord day to day. This is enjoyable and is fulfilling the will of the Lord. Therefore, Brother Daniel said, "In fact, every one of us who draws close to the Lord is living out and building up the family of God." Brothers and sisters, I hope not only we see the resurrection and the life of the Lord, but we are also full of hope for the future. I also hope that we have the same heart and feel the same way with the Lord Jesus. We can feel his eagerness and moving in his heart. We are zealous for the souls of man to strive hard for the will of the Lord. We are willing to rise up and cooperate with his work. Let us give what you can. Brothers and sisters, it's so precious. This incident also foretold the Lord Jesus would also be risen from the dead. He has died for us through the cross, and he has overcome sin, death, and the devil. He won the victory, and he is risen from the dead. He is alive, and he has the power of resurrection. The Lord defeated and swallowed up the stain of sin, the death, and the devil. The Lord is risen and united with us. May we enjoy the resurrected life and the happiness of being united with him day by day. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has given us not only the forgiveness of sins, but to enjoy the eternal life. That's all for my sharing. It is your turn to be with the Lord alone and to be face to face with him. May the Lord bless you.